This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The heads of beleaguered airlines met with White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows yesterday to press for $25 billion more to get them through the next 6 months of the COVID travel downturn. The airlines say this would avert tens of thousands of layoffs. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
As air travel plummeted in the spring, the airline industry got $25 billion in federal aid. And there was a big string attached: no involuntary furloughs or layoffs of airline employees. The airlines did offer voluntary furloughs, buyouts, and early retirements to cut labor costs. The workforce is down roughly 20%.
But that's nowhere near the 70% reduction in passenger volumes. They're not doing enough flying to actually support their current headcounts.
Colin Scarola at CFRA Research estimates airlines could lay off as many as 50,000 employees starting in October. The companies say another round of relief money could prevent layoffs, but Madhu Unakrishnan at Airline Weekly says the airlines don't have enough revenue to keep all those employees around in the long run. Business travel is down more than 90%.
And then also international travel is, you know, almost gone and probably not coming back anytime soon.
In the meantime, the airlines are cutting routes and borrowing to stay financially aloft. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.